A few months ago, Illinois began collecting 1% of pension income from retirees who are eligible for Medicare, 2% from those who aren't. The people suing over it are retired state employees. Some are union members, some are not. One is a former appellate judge. Now that retirees have to use some of their pension income to pay health insurance premiums, they argue their pensions are being diminished. And that is a no-no under Illinois' constitution. A judge in Springfield, however, rejected their case and upheld the law. The Illinois Supreme Court granted a special request to hear the case directly, bypassing the usual appeal process. That brings us to oral arguments in Chicago. Edward Kianka represents the retirees. He focuses on the way the Pension Protection Clause of the Constitution is phrased. It actually says it's the benefits of being in a pension system that are protected. Kianka argues those benefits include health insurance.
By choosing the term benefits, the drafters chose to protect not just pensions, but all benefits of membership in a pension or retirement system. There would be no reason to use the term benefits if only pensions were to be protected.
Kianka argues the meaning of the word benefits and the idea that it includes health insurance is a matter of common sense.
Drive down the highway as we've done and you'll see signs that say, now hiring, job with benefits. Everyone knows that means such things as health insurance.
Arguing alongside Kianka is Stephen Jokic, who represents the union members. He says the change has created uncertainty in the lives of retirees.
When you think about retirement, you think about two things. You think about what money is going to come in and what am I going to do if I get sick.
Jokic argues Illinois put health insurance into its employment contracts, hooked it up to pensions, and let workers slowly accrue the benefits over many years. But now,
state's position is forget about it. We don't have to pay attention to that anymore.
If that seems like an overly dramatic description of a 1% fee for an expensive benefit like health insurance, it's worth noting that the state argues it can go a lot further than that. This comes up later in the arguments when Assistant Attorney General Richard Huzzack is defending the law. Justice Robert Thomas, who, like the other members of the court, might have to pay this health insurance fee after he retires, presses the point.
A decision in your favor by this court would mean that retirees could be required to pay substantially more at a later point in time, or the retiree health care could be abolished entirely, right? There's nothing to say that that could not be done.
Correct. As a constitutional matter, that is true.
Huzzack, however, says that's politically unlikely. He compared it to a U.S. Supreme Court decision from the 1950s, saying Social Security benefits are not a contractual right. That doesn't mean Congress is rushing to eliminate the program. Huzzack emphasizes that while the state could have done whatever it wanted with retiree health insurance, up to and including elimination, it's only charging a relatively small fee.
You get a $50,000 a year pension and you're Medicare eligible, you're paying about $41 a month now, and that's going to go up next year, July 1st, to like $82 a month for a benefit for the individual that costs the state approximately $5,000. So, there's sort of fairness both ways, and I think the legislature has addressed that in a constitutional way.
Illinois has been deducting health insurance fees from pensions since July 1st. The money is sitting untouched in a special account until the case is resolved. I'm Brian Mackey.